100 word stories.
Come one, come all to the 100 word stories weekly challenge podcast thing Sunday. Everyone with their stories on the topic of moisture, bring them all to the campfire and we'll have a drink and share our tales of oddness and adventure. How's that for different? One a day until the day I die.com is the location that you're at, or maybe you're on your podcast player, subscribe to this, or wherever, or however. That's up to you. The weekly challenge topic this week was moisture. We got some stories in. Hopefully I put them all in the weekly challenge folder in my Gmail inbox. Otherwise, I might forget or overlook or I don't know, but send me an email telling me, hey, you forgot my story. And I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post where it'll probably be listened to by dozens across the world. Actually, I don't know what the traffic is these days. I used to have thousands and tens of thousands, never millions. I mean, it's been 18 years. After 18 years, it can vote. It can join the army. It can, it can't drink. I can get into stories about that. But how about I just play the stories and you have yourself a good time there.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called A Thermos Flask Borrowed Off Nana. It's 1982. The car journey from Leicester to Dad's mate's caravan in Cornwall takes roughly 400 years. We go every year. My younger brother is exploring the moist contents of his nostrils, and on the other side of me, the older one is reading a well-illustrated book about insects. At the services, we stare at a poster for iced Coke, while a cup of tea, that tastes more of plastic cup than tea, is passed around. A big lorry rumbles past, and the thermos falls off the dashboard and breaks. It proves to be the highlight of the holiday. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Good morning, Richard here, and this is my story on the topic moisture. It's called Alan. Alan always had to be right. What do you want to go to the rainforest for? Do you want to enjoy it? That's putting it mildly. I'd hated every second of the trip. You'll almost certainly get lost. Right again, I'd never been more lost in my life. You probably won't make it back. Unfortunately, that was certainly beginning to look like a real possibility. It's not the heat, it's the humidity that'll kill you. Almost right. The moisture that filled the air made it hard to breathe, but it wouldn't kill me. However, the snake bite would. Not always right, Alan. All done. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Plants need a lot of moisture, so he bought an industrial moisturizing machine for his greenhouse. The plants were happy. Their growth was impressive, he had to admit. At some point, he thought about removing the moisturizer, but he went on vacation and forgot about it completely. When he got back, the roof of the greenhouse had burst open. Everything was of an industrial size. The plants, some birds that flew inside, even the ants. He should have suspected. That's why the damn moisturizer was so cheap. It was all over the news. Industrial contamination was turning everything into giants, people included. This is my story for this week, up on my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. The car might have been abandoned, but the ticking of the engine, as it cooled, and the occasional, almost imperceptible, rocking on its suspension, told me it was just parked up. Not many cars made it this deep, into the forest. I approached, cautiously. A film of moisture obscured the inside of the windows. They were clearly enjoying themselves, and were completely oblivious to my presence. Hand, resting lightly on the door handle, I wondered if they'd plead for mercy, or run for their lives. Either way, it would be good sport. And, I was the one, holding the shotgun.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Not Happy. If you come from Chicago or New York, you think you're pretty much humidity badass. Heat, wet, got that covered. Power through, get the job done, wring out your shirt, flip on the AC. I had no idea there was a place on Earth that excelled in full impact moisture. In Florida, I met my match. It's bad enough your body is coated 24/7 with multiple layers of perpetual film, but every centimeter of your lungs are drowning in wet. Actually, film would be a kind description. Goo would be more accurate. Give me Phoenix, where moisture works in your favor. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 893 with a prompt of moisture. So here's my story. Bilbert took a hand of each of the girls in his and jumped into the air. None of them went anywhere, and the teenage knights were running their direction. Moisture breaking out across his forehead, he tried again and again. They remained firmly on the spongy forest soil. Linoleumanda dropped Bilbert's hand. "Take Sabrina. They don't really want me. I'll be okay." Sabrina's eyes lit up. "You heard the girl. Let's go." "No." To Sabrina's shock, he shook off her grip and then grasped Linoleumanda's hand again. Sabrina looked like she would cry until Bilbert said, "Now, take Linoleumanda's hand." Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
It rained last night. I'd gotten my car washed. The guy with the sticker scanner asked about the paint scrape on the left side where I'd hit the pole at the electric charger. "We can buff that out," he said. The scrape was down to the primer, no way they could do that. Needed to go to the dealer for a new panel. I didn't respond. I just drove up to the car wash track and put it in neutral. After the wash, I drove home and parked out in the lot. No cover, no trees. And it rained last night.
And let's wrap this weekly challenge up. The topic was moisture. The next topic is stand. What do you stand for? Are you standing? What is that stand over there? This thing can be so many things, so many directions you can take it. I love topics that have so many ways of interpreting them. So have yourself a good time writing and recording this. Go wild. I know I won't, because I'm lazy and tired. The dental stuff. The leg thing is fine now. Now it's the dental stuff. It's not really dental stuff. They say it's a nerve in my face. So, yeah, gabapentin. I'm not tired all the time, am I? Anyway. Go ahead and pat yourself on the back for being a part of this weekly challenge, whether you wrote, recorded, enjoyed, imagined, went off and painted a mural. I don't know. Do what you do. Be creative. Have fun. Express yourself. And express how you interpret the world. Maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong, maybe you see things differently. Doesn't matter. The world will go on a little better that you've been in it. And as always, keep it brief.